This is 7AD. Easter's coming up, and the Red Cross Lifeblood, formerly known as Blood Bank, is after your donations, and they need all types, but particularly, let's talk to Erin Lagadakis. Now, I know I got that wrong.
No, you actually got it right. Well done.
I did. Fantastic. From Red Cross. Okay, now, you mainly want O, which is the universal blood type, but you really need all types, don't you?
Absolutely. We do need all blood types all the time, but as you pointed out, we do need those O positive and O negative blood types. Now, O negative is the universal blood type, as you just mentioned, but also O positive is the most common blood type, which means it is one of the most commonly used as well. So certainly over the Easter long weekend and in the run-up to and also after, we are certainly looking for more people to give blood on that northwest coast.
Yeah, and the Burnie and Devonport blood centres are actually open Easter Saturday and Monday.
Yeah, so the donor, the Devonport Donor Centre will only be open on the Easter Monday, but Burnie is open on both Easter Saturday and Easter Monday because that need for blood simply doesn't stop. It's there every day of the year, regardless of whether it's a public holiday or a long weekend.
What about plasma as well?
Oh, certainly we are looking for more plasma donors. That's rolled into that, you know, number. Across the Easter weekend, we are looking for around 60 additional locals across those two centres, and that's blood and plasma donors. So certainly if you are willing to donate either, please stop in and see if you can roll up your sleeves and help us out.
All right, now for first timers, never done it before, how long does it take?
Look, we say generally speaking, making a blood donation only takes around an hour, but that does include, you know, the check-in beforehand, filling out the questionnaire, certainly getting your blood pressure checked and your haemoglobin checked. The donation itself is maybe 5-10 minutes at most, but then of course there's all of the snacks and wonderful refreshments on offer, which, you know, that can take up as much as like 20 minutes or half an hour, depending on how hungry you are.
Yeah, yeah. Now, which brings me to, okay, so it's Easter. People are going to be eating a lot of chocolate. So what say someone fangs out on chocolate over the weekend and then makes a donation on the Monday, for instance? Does that affect, you know, like the sugar blood count or what?
We certainly don't test for diabetes, that's for sure. It wouldn't have any impact at all. We would still love to see people on Easter Monday, even if you have gorged yourself on chocolate. Just make sure that you've had plenty of water to drink.
Yeah.
Stay hydrated. And certainly we'd still love to see you.
Yeah, well, I just thought I'd check. You never know. All right. Okay. Now, you can book online. Go to lifeblood.com.au or call 13 14 95. You can also download the Donate Blood app, right?
That's right. We do have a Donate Blood app that is available as well, so you can manage your bookings that way. You can also access like your blood type and other information about your donations there as well.
All right. Thanks for having a yarn. Happy Easter.
Thank you so much. You too.